So as we think about this how to be a superhero, and we're looking at Paul, I thought a good question to begin the sermon was, who is Paul? Who is Paul? Well, you know, have you ever really thought about what the Apostle Paul looked like? You know, probably 6'5", strapping, strong jawline, right? Good American, red-blooded American boy, right? Just like a lot of our Jesuses is, right? Yeah. Well, let's see what we have here. We honestly don't have any reliable evidence on Paul's physical appearance except his own quotation in 2 Corinthians 10:10. I'm going to be spitting out a lot of, and I take that seriously for those that sit up here, but a lot of scriptures. So keep your pencil or pen handy and write some of these down so you can look them up, because I'm not going to read all of them. I'm just going to refer to them. 2 Corinthians 10:10, his opponents say, his letters are weighty and strong, but his bodily presence is weak, and his speech is of no account. That's a nice thing to say, isn't it? But just so you can have some picture in your mind, a second century collection of legends called the Acts of Paul. All right, so listen to that. Their second century collection of legends, the Acts of Paul. And you know, with a legend, there is a sliver of truth, right? So we don't know what sliver this is, but here is what it says. It says, Paul was small in stature, bald-headed, bow-legged, of vigorous physique, with meeting eyebrows. I guess that means he was a monobrow, right? Slightly hooked nose. Yeah, that would work. Full of grace. So that's the definition that they give us in these legends, the Acts of Paul. Small in stature, bald-headed, bow-legged, of vigorous physique, with meeting eyebrows, a slightly hooked nose, and full of grace. So does that help you maybe to have some vision of what the Apostle Paul might look like? 2 Corinthians 11:24 through 29 tells us a list of physical hardships that he endured, and I would like to turn to that and read that. Now, when some of you that have seen the Passion of Christ have seen a scourge and what it really is, it's a whip that has glass and stone and things in the end that cuts the skin, right? And in 2 Corinthians 11, verse 24, it tells about, and 40 whips were considered death, all right, with this scourge. So, chapter 11, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 24. 5 times I have received from the Jews the 40 lashes minus one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. 1 time I received a stoning. 3 times I was shipwrecked. For a night and a day I was adrift at sea, on frequent journeys, in danger from rivers, danger from bandits, danger from my own people, danger from Gentiles, danger in the city, danger in the wilderness, danger at sea, danger from false brothers and sisters, in toil and hardship, through many a sleepless night, hungry and thirsty, often without food, cold and naked. And besides other things, I am under daily pressure because of my anxiety for all the churches. Who is weak, and I am not weak? Who is made to stumble, and I am not indignant? He has been through it all, folks. Have you ever wondered if you're going the right direction because of your hardships? Paul never questioned his direction. He knew he was going in the right direction. Why? Because of his hardships, right? We have a totally different philosophy in the way we live today. His letters make it evident that he was sensitive, proud, quick-tempered. He has a tendency to boast. Quite honestly, he was boasting right there in his hardships, right? So yeah, he has a tendency to boast. He glories in the victory faith in Christ, that Christ promises, and is capable of sarcasm and irony when he's talking to his enemies especially. According to Acts, Paul says that he was born at Tarsus in Cilicia in 22:3. Paul claims to belong to the tribe of Benjamin, and his birth name was the Jewish name Saul. The book of Acts records his name change in chapter 13:9. He was Jew by race and he was Jew by religion.